authority has been given to me in heaven and earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I've commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of age.
I was told by Skip to stand here and say nothing. And I told him he would have to pay me. And he said, I will pay you after you stand here and say nothing. After my sermon. Okay. Well, to begin my sermon, would Beverly come forward? Would you hand out a leaflet like this to everybody? The text for today is, what is the mission statement of this church? For God so loved the world that he gave his only beloved Son, that whoever lives and believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And it seems to me that this is the cornerstone of our faith. And what was handed to you is something that I've been talking about for the last few weeks. It's about faith as small as the mustard seed. The seed which you have is not a mustard seed. It's the seed of the callaloo plant, which is a green which is eaten in Jamaica. And I have over, I think, probably maybe 10,000 seeds somewhere at home. And there are a few that are growing outside. It doesn't provide shade, but it provides food. It's a small seed, but a large plant. Now, if you plant this, you are going to have some good greens. So I hope that you plant the seed which I have given to you. Now, there are just a few words I want you to remember today. Remember five words. God so loved. Those are three. The other two, eternal life. All you have to remember. Because it seems to me that this has been the watchword of the church. Okay, it's difficult for me. Excuse me. First, don't give up on yourself. Your parents did the best possible job they could do. But it is God who asks you to open up to the God self, so you can be molded and crafted in a new and glorious image. As the Australian comedian Paul Ralph Harris used to say, all we have got is skin to keep our insides in. Second, don't give up on God, because God will not give up on you. Now, we have sung this several times here, and the chorus to that song is, God is able. Let us say that. God is able. That song is by Dietrich Haddon. Third, let your vision of the kingdom of God be expansive enough to embrace the worlds God has made. let your vision be enough to embrace the worlds God's hands have made. And let your heart be big enough to be compassionate. And then finally, go for God. Go in peace. Go in love. Go in strength. And go in joy. Amen.
When Pastor asked me to say a few words this morning, I said, okay, that's easy enough. But during this week, it's been harder and harder to say a few words without many words. Standing before you is a man, an ordained minister for 30 years now. Before that, he was in ministry as a lay person for years and years. He is a scholar. He's a teacher. And one thing about his teaching method, he doesn't give you the answers. No matter what the subject is, but especially on questions of faith. He poses questions. He makes you think about what you believe, and more important, why do you believe it? Pastor, thank you for that. Scholar, teacher, leader. Most of you don't know, but he has been in leadership in the conference for many years. Well-respected leadership. He's a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's his passion. And he does it well. He doesn't worry about the church per se, or what is going on in the church, either this church or the wider church worldwide. He focuses on what God is doing today. He is an activist, so much caring about justice and compassion issues. That's his other passion. But all those things aside, he's a pastor. He is a true shepherd of part of Christ's flock. Many of you have experience him as your pastor in this room, in meetings through the years, in your homes, over meals, just quietly talking with him. I think that was his calling all along, to be a pastor for God's people. And pastor, you did good. I applaud you, and I think these people applaud you. As you go into the retired status of your ministry, you're not retiring, it's just a status. You will be still ministering to God's people as a pastor. Thank God for that. Amen.
If you would now turn to your bulletin one more time. We're on page 3. I thank you, the members and friends of Magnolia Park United Methodist Church, for the love and support you have shown me while I have ministered among you. I am grateful for the ways my leadership has been accepted. I ask forgiveness for the mistakes I have made. As I leave, I carry with me all that I have learned here. I accept your gratitude and forgiveness, and I forgive you, trusting that our time together and our parting are pleasing to God. I release you from turning to me and depending on me. I encourage your continuing ministry here and will pray for you and for your new pastor, Chris Fragiola. Eternal God, whose steadfast love for us is from everlasting to everlasting, we give you thanks for cherished memories and commend one another into your care as we move in new directions. Keep us one in your love forever. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us now stand and sing together hymn number 670, Go Forth for God.